election year. We don't really talk about politics on the show because, I mean, who cares? I really feel like in the end, who cares?
Well, I think we should care this year, though. I mean, we have 40 days left.
I care, but not enough to get upset about it or to upset people's day. You know what it is? People hear about politics all day long. They come to us to not think about politics for the 8 minutes that they're listening to us. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're here as the anti-politics thing. So in that vein, I propose a different set of questions for the presidential debate.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you those questions. Let's say you are somebody who is running, Senator Anthony.
Okay. I'm running for president.
You're running for president, Senator.
Nice.
Here's the questions if they made me the moderator.
Okay.
Name the animal that wins this fight, a grizzly bear or a gorilla?
Grizzly. He's got bigger claws. They're unpredictable. You can't predict them.
Okay, so you say grizzly.
Yeah.
Senator Anthony, is cereal soup?
Cereal soup? No, because cereal is cold.
Well, there's gazpacho. This cold soup.
Yeah, nobody eats that. So, no, it's different. Cereal is in the morning, and it's cold, and it's with milk.
Okay. Senator Anthony, if you want me to vote for you, you're going to have to tell me what you think is the best Adam Sandler movie.
Oof. 51st Dates.
Wow. You may have my vote.
What would you say?
Probably Wedding Singer.
See, that's the one I think you would say.
Yeah, Wedding Singer is correct.
I mean, Waterboy is up there. I'm trying to figure out which one I've seen more, Waterboy or 51st Dates. I think I've seen them both at least 150 times. So,
right.
But I enjoy 51st Dates.
Listen, you already have my vote just with that answer alone, but I'm going to keep asking you these questions all set for your presidential debate. When it comes to toilet paper, Senator, do you fold or do you crumple?
Crumple. I don't have time to fold. Folding takes too much time.
So you're not neat and clean. You're more of like a rough and tumble. Give me that.
Yeah.
We need that in the White House right now. We need a crumpler in the White House.
I'm step up from a leaf.
Okay. This is a tough one. If you cut a sandwich in half, do you have two halves of a sandwich or two sandwiches?
Two halves. You don't have two sandwiches. It's just one sandwich.
Okay, very good. I like your answer so far, Senator. You're giving all the good answers. I think you are going to get the vote of the American people. I have a couple more questions for you, if you don't mind.
Yes.
Do you pronounce it GIF or GIF?
I would pronounce it GIF, but you have beat it into my head, Miss Moderator, my whole life, that it's a GIF.
Well, we millennials call it a GIF, but
right.
The guy who invented it calls it a GIF. And the problem is, if you say GIF, it kind of shows your age.
Yeah, I don't really care because you'll never catch me talking about that ever. So that doesn't mean anything to me.
Oh, okay. So that really is the answer. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter because I'll never say it.
You will never discuss it. Okay, so that will be, so GIF and GIF is off the table. So when we move forward with the country, you will comment on everything except for the GIF versus GIF debate.
Right, because I will never talk about that.
I got two more questions for you.
Bring it.
Pop, soda, or Coke?
Okay, growing up, it was pop because I am from the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
So we always said pop, but once I came down to the South, you can't say pop. You have to say soda or you will get relentlessly crapped on.
Okay, so what you're saying is you will adapt. You'll adapt to an environment is what I'm hearing.
Right.
That whatever environment you're in, you will adapt. You will do what the people need where you are.
And it's never Coke because that's a trademark. That's a product.
There is somewhere in the country, this place in the country where they do say Coke, even if they don't mean Coke.
I know, but then you get that waitress that goes, we don't have Coke, we don't want Pepsi, fine.
Right.
Just give me a soda.
Okay. And the final question I have for you, Senator Anthony, to see if we are going to vote for you in this presidential election or not, and I want you to think about this question. Really think about it. Don't give me the first answer that pops into your head. Really think about it, okay?
What's the first thing I'm going to do when I'm president?
Oh, well, that's not what I was going to ask, but you might as well answer that since you just brought it up.
Going to Area 51. The first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to be like, yes, I swear, yes, yes, I hold all truth, and yes, put me on a plane now. Take me to Area 51. I want to see aliens right now.
So literally, like, you're going to be sworn in, and then you're going to be like, no party for me. I'm out of here. I'm heading out.
Right, because the whole time I'm at the party, I'm going to be thinking in my head, I want to go to Area 51. I'm not even going to take Air Force One. I'm going to take one of those F-18 jets that fly really, really fast, because I want to get to Area 51 quickly.
Right, right. That would be your priority.
Then I'm going to Facebook it live the whole time, just to piss them off.
Okay, so far, I'm not really enjoying that answer. But now you can redeem yourself with this question. And like I said, I want you to really think about this answer. Okay?
Okay.
Who is the more annoying person on this show, you or me? Now really think about it. Annoying.
Oh, my God, it's you. 300% you.
I mean,
I'm annoying, but you take annoying to a whole nother level. You annoy yourself. That's how bad it is. I can live with myself. I know I'm a pain in the ass, but you can't even stand yourself sometimes. You sometimes take the other person's side in a fight, knowing that you are a nightmare to deal with.
Oh, that's a very good point. Okay, so you might have swayed me. You know what? This is why we have these debates.
Sometimes you can see your boyfriend's side and you side with him in a fight just because you are a nightmare.
Yeah, this is a very good point, because I was about to argue with you, but we have these debates so that way you can put forward the evidence and then we can weigh it. And I think I now agree with you.
Okay, your first 5 minutes of being president, what are you doing?
Are you kidding me? There's no question. I'm heading right back to the White House and I'm going to bed and I'm going to order all kinds of food, like all the kind of stuff that if they have there, everything you've ever wanted to eat ever. Mm-hmm. I would start with sushi. Then I would have all kinds of like little profiterole type of stuff. I would have a dessert party. I would have cookies galore. I would pig out. I would have them bake me the cookies you get on the airplane. You know what I mean? Like those really good chocolate chip cookies.
Or the ones they have during the open house, the open house cookies.
Yes. My very first night, I would eat anything I've ever wanted to eat that I couldn't afford to or don't have a chef. Like that was just my first night. I would indulge every single desire in terms of food.
Well, you could actually get Mr. Nobu himself to go to the White House to make you sushi.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I would. You get the best chefs. You get the best. If I wake up in the middle of the night and say, you know what? I think I'm in the mood for a DeFaro's pizza. They're over in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Somebody goes and gets that for you.
So you're not going to Area 51?
I don't really care about Area 51. I care about food.
Aliens, though.
Yeah, I don't care about aliens. Okay, so there's aliens. And how does that help me? I need to nourish myself so my first day of my presidency, I can do cool stuff.
But I want to know that president's book. I want to see it. I want to see who shot Kennedy. I want to see aliens. I want to see all that.
They're not going to tell you that. They're not going to trust
book.
You.
It's in the book.
No one's going to trust. The Secret Service is not going to trust you. The FBI is going to come and be like, don't tell that guy anything.
I want to meet with the CIA. I want them to bring all the spies in, and I want to talk to them all the cool things they did this week.
No, they can't tell you.
They have to. I'm president.
No, they don't.
They can tell me on the way. They can tell me on the way to Area 51. I'm going to land Air Force One in my in Mr. Adler's front yard from fifth grade and show him, look what happened to me. You said I wouldn't amount to anything.
Okay, so you said my first day I would eat with abandon. My second day, I would do the same thing. I would get on Air Force One and I'd fly over every boyfriend who ever dumped me.
Mm-hmm.
And I would
spit on them.
No, I wouldn't even spit on them. I would invite a bunch of people over into the plane. I would feed them lots of Taco Bell, mm-hmm. send them to the bathroom, and then we would go over the houses of all of my boyfriends.
And dump
and we
it.
Would, that's when we would dump out the poop from the plane.
You see what you missed out on? You could have been up here with me. We could have been going to Area 51, but no. You had to sleep with my friend.
You know what? These are the reasons why you and I should never be president.